The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, August 25, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, on his official visit to Mozambique, said during a meeting with his counterpart Felipe Jacinto Nuzzi that this is an intimate trip, according to the island's presidential Twitter account. According to the social network, the Cuban president assured that there is a brotherly affection between both nations, hence being in the country was a longing that had to be postponed in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Díaz-Canel recalled the next August 27 marks 48 years of bilateral relations characterized by close ties of friendship and cooperation. Nuzzi, for his part, confirmed the invitation of the head of state of the Caribbean nation to travel to Havana and participate in the summit of the Group of 77 in China, an important event to be held on September 15 and 16. Both delegations evaluated the current bilateral cooperation and discussed the necessary mechanisms to deepen and strengthen relations, according to the website of the Mozambican presidency. The history of cooperation between the two countries is marked by the friendship between the first Mozambican president and independence fighter Samora Machel and the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro Ruz, who visited the city of Beira in March 1977. China underlined its support for Cuba's sovereignty and socio-economic development while rejecting external interference and the blockade on the island. China's foreign ministry spokesman highlighted his country's willingness to further deepen political trust, expand practical cooperation, and intensify strategic coordination in order to promote further development of the special friendship between the two countries. The foreign ministry highlighted the dialogue between the presidents of China, Xi Jinping, and Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, in the context of the 15th BRICS summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. In that exchange, Xi described Díaz-Canel's state visit to the Asian nation last November as successful, during which both reached consensus on the deepening of bilateral relations and agreed to work together to build a China-Cuba community with a future shared. The Chinese Foreign Ministry thanked the island for its support on issues affecting China's core interests, as well as its support for the Global Development Initiative, the Global Security Initiative, and the Global Civilization Initiative proposed by Xi. A donation of 5,000 pounds of powdered milk was sent to Cuba, destined for pediatric hospitals in the province of Santa Clara, Cienfuegos, and Santi Spiritus, activist Carlos Lasso informed. The coordinator of the Bridges of Love movement said that during 3 days, they will distribute the cargo, which also includes some 100,000 tablets of painkillers, bread-making machines for the homes of children without filial protection in the aforementioned provinces, and materials needed for residents for the elderly in Cienfuegos, among other supplies. Along with Lasso are other members of Puentes de Amor, as well as Medea Benjamin, co-founder of the U.S. peace organization Code Pink, part of this solidarity project. "We carry above all love," Benjamin, a tireless activist for human rights, peace, and support for Cuba, said. Through a direct link from the plane that will take them to Cuba, the Cuban professor residing in Seattle thanked all those who contributed to make this shipment a reality, mentioning the link, Milk to Cuba. A young Chilean woman revealed on her TikTok account that the United States denied the visa waiver to her and her husband after spending their honeymoon in Cuba. Geraldine Valdez expressed her surprise and annoyance upon knowing that she could not make her trip to New York, for which she had already paid even her stay and participation in some events. Geraldine and her husband visited the U.S. Embassy, where she was told that the solution was to apply for a B-1 tourist visa, but the appointments were for a year later. The news, which went viral on social network, comes just a month after the United States and Chile signed an agreement to maintain the visa waiver program that allows Chileans to visit the United States for tourism, business, and transit, and stay there for 90 days. Micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, as they are called, MIPIMES, technological change and the international insertion of the Cuban economy, is the conference that will be discussed this Friday at the Economic Society of Friends of the Country. The conference will be conducted by Agustin Laje, honorary member of the Economic Society of Friends of the Country, at the headquarters of that entity. The activity will take place on occasion of the election that day of the Society Scientific Council, which is an advisory body subordinated to the president of that society. The Economic Society of Friends of the Country, one of the oldest non-government organizations in the country, has among its challenges to further cultivate its history, its actions in two centuries, and occupy a greater space in the transformation process that is taking place in the nation and in community work. Its social mission includes mobilizing the scientific technical community based on the objectives set by the Cuban Revolution. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, began an official visit to Angola, in which at least 11 cooperation agreements are expected to be signed. Sectors such as agriculture, health, inclusive education, transportation, processing and transfer of public administration data, and the creation of small and medium enterprises are some of those included in the agreements to be signed by both parties. According to the Brazilian ambassador in Luanda, Rafael de Melo Vidal, the president of the South American nation will participate together with his Angolan counterpart in the launching of the program for the development of the Cunene Valley. He will also attend an economic and business forum that should bring together around 500 businessmen and women, 170 of them Brazilians, accompanying the presidential delegation. One of the important elements in the dialogue agenda during Lula's stay in Angola is the issue of the installation of a general consulate to meet the demand for visas for his country, which has grown by 760% in the last 3 years. About 27,000 Brazilians currently live in this African nation, the largest community on the continent, hence the importance that the two countries attach to the issue. Meanwhile, the new labor reform proposal presented by the government of Gustavo Petro to the bicameral Congress has new features that are being discussed today by various sectors of workers in Colombia. Today, in Valledupar, capital of the Department of Cesar, the Minister of Labor, Gloria Inés Ramírez, talks with representatives of labor unions, pensioner and women's organizations to listen to their needs and propose solutions to labor conflicts and other topics of interest contained in the law proposal. The initiative, which insists on recovering and guaranteeing labor rights, was presented in the previous legislature but failed to go to debate due to the absence of opposition legislators. This Thursday, Minister Ramírez filed with the Secretary of the House of Representatives the new text of the labor reform project, which includes adjustments made from the analysis of workers, union organizations, businessmen, among others. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.